Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Chappers is downstairs. Hello?
Hello.
Right, what's going on?
You join me in what I like to consider the mega bowl area of the house, where it is like the mega bowl shoe. You know where you hand your shoes in and get a pair of bowling shoes.
There's a lot of shoes there,
you
aren't there?
You have so many shoes in your hall, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, I got sent down to bring up some packages that have arrived for you.
Right.
Came up the stairs. But at the same time, when I came down here, Justin Timberlake arrived at the door.
Right.
Were you expecting him?
No, but it's always nice to see JT.
Well, he's just gone up the stairs and gone into the bathroom.
Wicked. No, he's here. He's here now. Hi.
Oh, is he there?
Yeah, hey, good.
Because he made a significant blunder going into the bathroom because one of the ones that didn't speak had just been in there. And when he came out, he told us all to leave it for 10 minutes.
Oh, so is
Justin all right?
Yeah, he's fine. He's just sat here. Well, you've got the football on, haven't you?
I've got the football on, yeah. I've got Spurs Vizla Krakow on.
So he's just watching that. Are you right, Justin? You cool, yeah? Cool.
Is it still 1-1?
It is, two... Hey, yeah, 1-1. Yes,
yeah,
it
1-1.
Is.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. Now I'm carrying up the packages that you've been sent with the one that doesn't speak.
Right. Okay. How big is it?
There are two big brown. Well, one's a big brown package. The other one's a big brown box. I'd say it's about a foot wide and about 4 foot tall.
I don't think I've ordered anything.
Have you ordered this?
Oh my God! What is that?
I don't know what it is. Do you want me to go and get the other one as well?
Yeah.
Here, you just sit on your fat backside. Don't worry about me.
I don't remember.
I presume you're just staying sat there because you can't get out from the side of the desk like you could yesterday. You're jammed in.
Yeah, I'm wedged in, yeah. Weird.
You don't know what it is?
What is that? No. When did this arrive?
I don't know. I only got here after him. No idea.
Okay.
Here comes the other box.
Are you all right there? Sorry to put you through
it's
this.
All right, you know, as I try and talk into a microphone and...
Watch the stairs of death.
Here we go. Oh, am I allowed to say what it says on the side of the box?
I don't... What does it say?
It says, portable steam sauna.
Hey?
It says, portable steam sauna.
I don't... You fell over. Sorry.
Look, portable steam sauna.
I don't remember ordering that. It's possible, to be honest. If it was late one night and I was watching QVC.
Justin Timberlake's looking very scared at the moment.
You know, I'm quite old school because most people just shop online now. I still like to browse through the shopping channels of an evening sometimes. I know that's quite old-fashioned of me.
Are you expecting me to put this up?
I don't remember ordering that at all.
Well, it's
when
here.
When did I order that?
I don't know, but...
It's like when I was in South Africa and I was watching an infomercial for this thing called Wonder Brew, which looked absolutely brilliant. And I went to call them to order it. I had some wine. And then realised that they probably wouldn't deliver to the UK from Cape Town. But I was all out ready to order it. I'm sorry, I'm intrigued by this. Right, okay, well, we'll open this now and see exactly what I've ordered. My flatmate doesn't order stuff like this.
It's definitely you.
All right, well, let's open it and see what it is. Quite intrigued. A sauna in my own house. Yes, that's what I've been missing. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And let's do Dear Scott. Every week we get hundreds of emails and texts from you wanting to know stuff, and we get them read out by a lady, a posh lady from Radio 4, and we answer them as best as we can, don't we? Here's the first one.
Dear Radio 1, I've now been watching Scott for the last 40 minutes, and he's not moved. Can someone poke him with a very large stick? Thank you. Benson.
That was yesterday when I was having a little bit of downtime. So, but someone has now just poked me with a stick, and hooray, I'm awake.
You can't be expected to do something all the time, can you? You need a little bit of rest every now and then.
And that's what I was doing. So that was the 40 minutes where I wasn't really moving much. Yeah. But thanks for your inquiry. Next.
Dear Mr. Mills, overdue reminder. Please be aware that payment has not yet been received for the sum of £62.48. If you are having difficulties in paying this sum, please contact our customer services team immediately, who can help organise a payment plan.
Now, I think this might be some of my personal mail that's been delivered to my house this week. So it's a little bit of a turn for Dear Scott.
So she's reading out some of your personal mail?
Yeah.
What haven't you paid that costs 62 quid? You haven't left a bill unpaid again and gone on the run, have you?
I don't know. No. Oh, well, I better pay that. All right, next.
Hey, Scott. I'm a very bored nursing student avoiding writing my final dissertation. Can I come and do your washing up instead? Winking smiley. Jess. X.
People are very surprised because I've been washing up quite a lot, actually.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, Becky do it yesterday.
Yeah, but often of a morning, if you turn on Scott Cam, I am there and I'm doing the washing up. Quite a lot.
But you have a dishwasher.
Yeah, but I quite like washing up.
Do you?
It's fun.
No, it's not.
Admittedly,
are you just doing it
for the cameras?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay, you got me.
All right, Mr. Mills. How come you're quite chilled while your mates keep mincing about like Kerry Katona? Gaz.
Eh? I haven't got any mates that look like Kerry Katona.
Thank God, otherwise we wouldn't be here.
I
wouldn't be here. Or they wouldn't be here, they'd be out.
I don't know which mates you mean, because I've had a few mates around, but I'll let them know that they look a bit like Kerry Katona. It's been mostly blokes that have been round as well.
Kerry Katona doesn't mince either. She kind of clomps.
No. Anyway, I'll pass that on to my friends. Thanks.
Dear customer, re-DVD har.
Oh, no.
Shaving Ryan's privates. The above title is now overdue and must be returned as soon as possible. Thank you for your custom. Big boy video hire.
All right, that's hilarious. Obviously, not real.
What do you mean, not real?
That one was planted without my knowledge.
Why? How do you know?
Because I've not rented anything from Big Boy Video Hire.
No, you didn't look me in the eye when you said that.
I haven't.
But you know that Big Boy Video Hire exists, though, do you? But you just haven't rented anything from there recently.
I'm sure that's been made up by the lady from
Radio
4.
Is that at the end of your road as well, next to the spa?
No. Next.
Hey, Scott. Amy from Somerset here. And no, I do not have a Somerset accent. Tongue sticking out smiley. Love your show, but I have some advice for you. Tidy your sofa. No offence, but how do you sit on it with all the stuff surrounding you? Laughing smiley. Also, shut your wardrobe doors because they block the camera when they're open. Smiley. One last thing. The guy who was talking on his phone at about 9:10 tonight was good looking. Winking smiley. Is he your flatmate? I leave you to it now. Have fun. Peace and love. Amy. XOXO.
Well, thing is, Amy, I've had people sitting on it all week. My sofa's never seen so much action. So, frankly, it's not surprising that it's a bit messy.
Yeah, I think you can be excused, your lounge being messy this week of all weeks.
Yeah, and
you weren't here last night, were you? So you weren't who the guy on the phone was.
No.
Because you were out last night.
But I can rest assured that it's not my flatmate, the good-looking one, though.
Where did you go last night in the end?
Hmm?
By the way, where did you go last
night?
Just
out, locally, yeah.
Right. You're still not going to tell me where?
No, I was in before my 11 o'clock curfew, actually. I was very good last night.
Right.
Yeah. But no, I'm not telling you where, no. Radio 1 Podcast. Oh, that's good. It's got a guarantee with it.
I know, though. Look at this. Five men trying to put up a flat pack sauna.
Thank you very much. Got the instructions. This looks
the one
amazing.
The one that doesn't speak famously said, it's apparently very easy to put up. Oh. Although it's not looking it at the moment.
I've just seen what you have to do. I honestly do not remember ordering this, but I probably did. It's a portable steam sauna.
Yeah.
What you do is it's like a seat, and you just kind of sit in it and poke your head out the top. There's a brilliant picture here to illustrate exactly what you do.
You sit in it, but poke your head out of the top.
Watch. What can you see there?
I can see a woman in a swimsuit sat in a kind of in the inflatable thing with her head out the top of it.
Oh, it's being assembled right now. This is amazing. I love it. Our boss is now sitting in the seat. That's so good.
It's a bit like an old person's shower, isn't it? Where they get a seat because they're...
Just his head poking out the top. I really want you to see this. Go online now to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Look on Scott Cam.
The same. One of them see-through and one of them isn't.
I've got two portable saunas. Today's a good day.
No. The one, the see-through one, is actually a steam room.
Oh, right.
So not got, room, obviously.
I've now got a steam room and
a
sauna in my flat. That is amazing.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
up. Where are you, chappers?
I'm lying on your bed at the moment.
Why?
Well, you've got a very small bed, haven't you? I expected you to have a bigger bed.
All right, okay.
Anyway, I'm because you've got a special guest now.
I heard the door go.
Yeah, that you're going to have to guess who it is, but I'm trying to avoid the clue.
Right.
So I'm not.
What's the clue?
I'm not coming down until the clue has gone.
All right. Oh, it's a dog. Oh, you hate dogs.
It's not. It's a trained killer.
Oh.
I would imagine.
That's a cute dog.
It's not a cute dog. It looks evil. I appeared around the banister to have a look at it, and it is already salivating.
Actually, you're right. It is going a bit mad now.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
So that belongs to whoever special guest is.
Right, okay. So you're not coming down until...
No chance. I'm staying up here until they've gone.
Right.
Look at it. I can't see it, but is it bared its teeth at you?
Oh, God, yeah, actually.
It's one of those scary ones as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is quite scary, yeah.
I think it should be muzzled.
Yeah. Wasn't there a game show like this, That's My Dog or something?
I've no idea.
Okay.
That's My Dog?
Yeah, I think something like that, wasn't it?
Oh, right, okay. I don't know.
Okay, so I have to guess who the person is from their dog.
Yes.
Called Lula.
Lula!
Oh, yeah. I've no idea. I didn't even know that any Radio 1... I don't know any Radio 1 DJs have dogs.
No,
it is a Radio 1 DJ, is it?
Yes, it is a Radio 1 DJ, yeah. I actually didn't see who was attached to the dog. I just took one look at the dog and came up the stairs.
Okay.
So I don't know who it is either.
Is it... you don't know either,
No, no, I don't. Nobody's told me who it is.
Why don't you give me a clue, then?
why don't I give you a clue? They own a dog.
Brilliant. Okay, well, should we bring the guest in? I've got no idea. Well,
have a guess just to see whether you're right or not. I have no idea.
Who haven't we had here? Edith.
Have you had any Nightingale around?
No. Okay, come in, mystery guest. Who could it be?
I hope you recognise them.
Yay, it's Nihal. Hiya.
Hello.
Oh, you brought wine and everything. Yeah. Thank you.
Don't come empty-handed, do you?
Come round. Come and have a seat. Welcome to my actual house.
Wow.
Oh, your dog's cool.
Yeah, she is. She's very excited and there's lots of wires around. Loons, sit there. Wait, sit. Luna, sit. Wait. Mm.
Oh, you've got,
Luna, come here.
He has no control over that dog, does he?
Luna, sit down. Wait a minute. Speak.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, jeez, I've got to shut the bedroom door.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Luna, speak.
Seriously?
Are you staying upstairs for a while?
She's the world's cutest Staffordshire Bull Terrier, Chappers. Come and say hello,
no
Chappers.
No chance. Every single dog owner in the world thinks that their dog is absolutely fine and cute and would never savage anybody, and I don't believe it. And I've just shut the bedroom door and I've now stood with my back to it.
Now, I'm not being funny now. I'm not being rude, but maybe you won't be able to stay for that long because he's not going to come downstairs otherwise.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm on parking. It runs out in half an hour anyway.
Unless we can zip up your dog in the portable sauna that I've just had her on.
Yeah, I think the RSPCA may have some issues.
I know, it's not switched on. It's just a zip-up bag.
Now, I mean, look,
if it was switched on, that would obviously be bad.
I spoil my dog like the best people, but I don't give a sauna and a steam. I mean, that's just too much. I'm not in Los Angeles or something, you know?
A dog sauna. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Luna, say hello to Chappers. Say hello to Chappers. Hey, old Chappers, that was a hello. That was a pleasant bark.
That bark said,
she's really friendly.
No.
Come down.
No,
come on.
She's wagging her tail like Muttley. Which she takes off.
That's a sign of hatred, though, isn't it?
No, what? What kind of... Were you dog whisperer or something?
Podcast. Chappers. Chappers is sat in my portable sauna.
I don't think this is really made for somebody of my height, really. It's a bit uncomfortable.
I suggest you really do go online to have a look at this. I do not remember ordering this, but I seem to now have... as of this afternoon, a steam room and a sauna, portable, in my house.
See, the only thing that, like, you get in it, it's like one of those giant shopping bags that you get at IKEA, and it's fully enclosed, you just stick your head out of it, which is fine.
What do you do, just boil a kettle or something, and then, hey,
I've
presto,
no idea.
You...
I don't know what's underneath me, all I know is that I'm sat on a stool. Right. Please, hang on, is this plugged in? I didn't check any of this. I've got in this fully clothed with my coat still on because I'm sat in a draft on that city. So, you actually can't work the zip or anything from the inside. So now I'm actually just stuck in it.
Can you just?
Because your hands are inside it. The only thing that's outside of it is your head.
So if we wanted to leave you there for the whole show, we could actually do that.
Yeah, because I can't get at the zip.
Well, let's leave you there for a little bit longer.
Oh, hang on. No, there's a zip on the inside.
Oh, rubbish. So in the kitchen is my... Is that my steam or my...
That's your steam.
The steam room is in the kitchen, and the sauna, which Chappers is now sat in, is in the living room. As Justin Timberlake rifles through my drawers upstairs. It's just a normal day in my house.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, okay, I've got some good news for us. It's been a good week.
You've got more, news that's better than Justin Timberlake in his pants in your portable steam room?
My week just gets better and better. We have won an award.
Have you? What have you won an award for?
It's a loaded laughter award.
Really?
Yeah.
Well done, you.
I keep saying we and you keep saying you.
Yeah, but
it's a team effort.
No, it's you.
It's not me.
It is you.
Anyway, thank you to the readers of Loaded magazine who voted us funniest radio show 2008.
You've won this before, haven't you?
Twice before. Did we win it last year? We did win it last year.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
How good is that?
Well done. Congratulations.
So thank you, readers of Loaded, for voting for us. I think it's things like Justin Timberlake in a portable steam room that made
us... Doesn't get better than that, does it, really?
...got us where we are today.
Yeah.
That's funny. Now, the downside of this is, because I was here cooking with a top chef on the cameras this morning, I couldn't go to accept the award.
Was it one of those lunch things that we went to? Yeah.
Yeah. Remember we went before, didn't we?
Yeah.
So, guess who we sent in our place? To accept the award for funniest radio show.
Becky? Becky?
No. Becky's ill.
One of the ones that doesn't speak?
No, they were busy here.
Another Radio 1 DJ?
No.
Nihal?
No.
I've no idea.
My flatmate.
The comedian?
Yes. Now, if you were at these awards earlier, please do text 81199 and let me know how awful, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was. 1 being really good, 10 being as awful as I'm imagining it's going to be.
Why, he gave a speech?
Yeah, he did a whole acceptance speech.
Oh, my good God.
Which we do have a copy of, which we'll play you in a minute. Apparently, the whole thing was laughter-free.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Nahal's here. We've got to take your dog downstairs because Chappers can't deal with it. And also, Chappers has moved away to the kitchen area just in case it comes back and has a go at him.
Yeah, because one of the ones that doesn't speak has taken the dog downstairs. But just in case he loses control and the dog then bounces through the door, I want to be near the kitchen.
Goes for you.
I want to be near kind of like...
Where are you going to go? There's nowhere to go.
Well, I'm going to throw a yellow pepper at it to try and pacify it and then jump out.
Try and pacify a Staffordshire Bull Terrier with yellow pepper? What do you know about the magical ingredients of yellow pepper? that mystical...
Nihal came upstairs to the bedroom to try and say, hello and everything's all right, and then showed me the toy that he's brought for his dog, which has got the biggest teeth marks ever in it. That doesn't help either.
It's not really helping your state of mind.
Not really. Okay. And he's got a poo bag in case it poos in it.
Yeah, like every responsible dog owner should.
Exactly right.
Right, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, we've had a laugh on what's occurring, but now it's the end of the current series. It's not been on long, has it?
It's a couple of weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, what's occurring? We'll be back in the autumn.
2 weeks' time.
Kind of now, yeah.
Which is kind of now. It's back in 2 weeks' time when I'm back from my holiday. But, as all the best game shows do, what we're doing is we're having a best-of special today because, we like to reminisce about the good times and also it's cheap and really easy to do.
It involves little work.
Yeah. Now, do you remember, not that long ago, when we asked how long would Barry Chuckle stay on the phone to a West Country stalker for? And love him. He did.
Who's that?
Right, you don't know me, right? But I found a phone, and it had loads of numbers in it, and one of the numbers is Barry Chuckle, and I thought, it can't be the Barry Chuckle, and sure enough, I ring it up, it's the bloody Barry Chuckle, innit?
It is, yes.
I can't believe it. My God, I'm such a big fan of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do that thing you do, mate, to me...
To me, to you.
What is it?
To you, to me.
To you, to you. I loves it.
Good.
Oh, bless him. I love him.
No, of course, the most...
He's the nicest man in the world.
He was the nicest man in the world. But the most surreal thing about that was we were playing that game the day that the Pussycat Dolls were in. So the Pussycat Dolls fell in love with Barry Chuckle on that show.
Nicole Scherzinger was like, oh, I don't know who Barry Chuckle is, but I love him now.
I want to cuddle him.
That's a wedding or honeymoon DVD I don't want to see.
And then do you remember when we asked, how many film questions could James King, our movie expert, answer correctly while an exotic dancer tried to put him off?
Yes.
Put him off.
Put him off.
That was.
Oh, hang on, the ears have gone on. Okay. Oh, here we go.
How many Oscars did Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, pick up at the 2004 ceremony?
Oh, good God. excuse me, I was a bit busy there.
Oh, have a banana.
So you don't get other film experts doing that?
No, you
When
don't.
Was the last time you saw Jonathan Ross do that? Hmm? Is he a film expert?
Yeah, he is.
How many Oscars did Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, pick up at the 2004 ceremony?
Oh, good God. excuse me, I was a bit busy there.
She was friendly, that girl, wasn't she?
Well, I never met her, so it seemed to have been recorded before I arrived at work.
Funny that.
He was awful at that, was James King. He was really put off. I was quite disappointed in him. Yeah.
Have you not tried Chappers doing the sport in the same way, then?
Strange enough, they haven't. No, yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, you mocking James King. Oh, you try it.
I'm more than happy to give it a go.
Yeah, I bet you are.
And then, do you remember when we asked how many girls allowed song titles Zane Lowe could get into a conversation with his agent?
Francis Zane.
Hiya.
You got 60 seconds?
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to call the shots on this, man, but I was talking to Scott Mills' team. I think we're alone now. I think it's something kind of... I got a whole lot of history with this show, and I can't speak French, all right?
But, right.
You know, he wants me to do this feature on the show, right? It's called Love Machine. He wants to wake me up, wants me to be all sexy. I'm like, sexy? No. You know, like this whole biology thing, all part of his long, hot summer thing.
See, how good
Genius.
Is that? Yeah, and the amazing thing was, now I'll let you into a little secret, he didn't even have a list in front of him. That was all off the top of his head.
That's not true.
That's how well he knows his girls allow tunes.
Wow, that's my agent as well.
Secret pop queen. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And then we asked, how would people describe Amy Winehouse in three words? Or could people describe Amy Winehouse in three words?
How would you describe Amy Winehouse in three words?
She's not very smart. She doesn't look very nice. She needs to fix her hair extensions.
Amy Winehouse is a hobo. A hobo. And a hobo.
Amy Winehouse in three words. A horse for one bin.
Yeah, that wasn't...
That wasn't three words.
None of those were right in her press release anytime soon, were they? Wow.
Does anyone actually understand what that means yet, a couple of weeks on?
A horse for one bin.
A horse for one bin? What?
For one bin.
A horse for one bin? Amy Winehouse, you know, a horse for one bin.
A horse for one bin?
Maybe she was saying odd bins.
I don't know.
It should possibly make more sense.
And then we asked, how long would it take us to get through to Chris Moyles in his hotel in Los Angeles? Bearing in mind, he probably checked in under a false showbiz name. We even tried getting through to Rachel as well.
No, I don't have either.
She may have checked in under the name Sigourney Beaver.
Sigourney Beaver, no, I haven't.
So no Sigourney Beaver there, no?
No Beaver.
Okay, I have one more name that she may go under.
Which one, sir?
Barbara Easy Shag.
Easy Shack, I don't have. Easy Shack with the E, no, I don't have any name with the Easy.
No Easy, no Shag?
No.
Could you look up Ivana Humperlot?
Ivana Humperlot, with the H.
Hump a lot, yeah.
You see, I don't know, none of his name is...
No Humperlot.
No.
Maybe I'll try later, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
I like that one.
I like that one as well.
I really like that one. But my favourite, I think, was... I love reminiscing, don't you? My favourite was the I love you game. Remember with the mechanics, mm-hmm. the garage mechanics? How many of them would say I love you back to me if I finished my call to them with I love you?
But I got it, services.
Hello, do you do MOTs?
I can broadcast through an MOT.
Pardon?
I can broadcast through an MOT as such. I don't do MOTs.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Are you looking for an MOT?
Yes.
On what type of car?
It's a Nissan Bluebird.
Not a red one, is it?
No.
Why would that make a difference?
You two looked after a red one.
Oh, no, that wasn't me.
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you a call back.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Never again. Can I help you?
My crank is broken.
Your foot's broken?
The cranker on my car. You know the thing that comes out of the bellend, that bit?
What kind of car is it?
An Allegro.
Yeah, you'd as well just scrap me then.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay.
Love you.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I wonder if you can. Do you do those air fresheners in the shape of a tree?
No.
Do you know what the best way is to get rid of a really bad smell out of my car?
What has caused the bad smell?
I'd rather not say.
Right. Well, as in any bad smells, you've got to locate the cause of the smell. If there's anything in there, you've got to take it out.
All right, that's really helped, actually. Thank you. Thanks so much. Okay, love you.
Okay, bye.
Love you.
What?
Love you.
Love me.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Love me?
Yeah.
No one's ever said that to me before when I've said goodbye.
Oh, well, I am.
Oh, right, okay. Well, love you too, then.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, I actually do love him now. He was so sweet. What a nice man. I thought he was going to go off, though, at the beginning.
What?
Yeah, that sounded like a bit... He was going to get a bit lively with you then. Don't say
love
that
you.
What?
Yeah, you
see? Love you.
Love me.
Hello?
Hello?
God, is he writing a Harold Pinter play or something?
Yes. I still want to know what your cranker had fallen out of.
Yeah, what is a cranker?
It's what I fell out of that surprised me even more.
Yeah, I thought that was it. But...
Well, that will be revealed in the next season of Oh, What's Occurring.
Oh, is that the cliffhanger?
Back in the autumn.
That's
the
cliffhanger.
That's the cliffhanger right there.
Yeah.
Now, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, mate.
The dog didn't burst in, which is a good thing for him.
No, it's probably climbing up the wall. Smell the fear.
Oh, What's Occurring from this week is available on podcast if you missed any of it. And the new series will start on Radio 1 in 2 weeks' time when I'm back from my holidays.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
My flatmate is here, and he's bought our award that we won today. Thanks very much for picking this up on our behalf.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's the Loaded Laughters Award for Funniest Radio Show. That's so cool.
Well done.
And that's 2 years in a row. So thank you very much to all the readers of Loaded, and thanks to my mum for voting a lot of times. She's a big fan of Loaded.
I know.
It's her favourite magazine.
She gets me to read it to her sometimes.
So, oh, God. So... you went to accept the award, and how did that go?
I've had better experiences.
All right, okay.
The problem was, it was a room full of people that actually deserved awards, and I thought I'd try and be funny.
What are you trying to say?
Well,
I deserve an award.
They did deserve awards, like Jimmy Carr and people.
Yeah, he's always there.
And I tried to be funny.
Oh, God, why did you do that? Just keep it straightforward. There's a room full of actual comedians that get paid to do it for a lot.
We all know this now.
Oh, God. I did warn you. Right, okay, so it started off quite well, I think.
Award for Scott Mills, Radio 1, who at present is at home doing his Scott cam. Is that correct?
Yes, I like it.
That's correct. So Sonny's lovely flat mate, the one and only Fraser all the way from over there, if you'd welcome him to the stage on behalf of Scott Mills.
Now, like I said, it is a room full of professional comedians, and I remember at this point last year I was properly intimidated by that. Not the case for you?
No.
Right.
Thanks. Scott didn't trust me not to say anything really stupid, so he wrote down a couple of thank yous that he's asked me to read out and then get off the stage as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
we could do two.
What happened there?
Right, at that point, Lee Francis, who had been on earlier to collect the award... He had a big joke where he came and thought, oh, here, I've got my speech, and pulled out a massive bit of paper, and then just went, thanks. Everyone laughed at that, right? I do a similar thing where I pull out a bit of paper where there's a speech on, written, supposedly.
So you ripped off Lee Francis.
No,
they'd already seen it once.
No, it was different. And then he jumped on stage and went, oh, use mine, it'll be quicker. Everyone laughed.
Oh, did he jump on stage?
Yeah.
And that was him, the voice that we heard.
Yeah.
Use mine, it'll be quicker.
Yeah.
Which he got a big laugh.
Big laugh.
But not you.
Warm room, apparently.
First off, he'd like to thank his mum. Standard. Second, I'd like to thank all the women that have touched my life and made me into the man that I am. to be honest, probably could have written their names on it.
Sorry.
God, even my microphone dropped down.
Did it actually, that, did it?
I wrote it in the cab.
Oh, did you on the way there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All the little people, open brackets, as a collective, not individually. Ha ha, close brackets, don't read that bit.
Mine's quicker.
What was that?
It was just a heckle. I'd lost David. I'd gone into the zone at this point.
I mean, you blaming me for writing the speech?
Yeah, well, I thought it'd
be nothing
funny.
To do with it. Okay.
The colonel doesn't specify. Frank, again, doesn't specify.
Who? What are you on about?
I don't know.
This is going really badly.
I can't make eye contact with either of you at the moment.
Oh,
this is so
God,
embarrassing.
What have you done?
Right?
What were you thinking?
It's bad.
What? Go on.
It gets worse. And then in my head, there's only one thing that can save it.
Right.
Right. So this is the next few lines. And then there's one thing that could save me from this hole.
The 80s, which is odd. Someone clearly enjoyed their 20s. Jesus/Buddha.
Listen to the silence.
Just pick one, depending on what everyone else has said. Close brackets. Thanks for doing this. I owe you one, Scott.
Okay.
All right. So it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, it is. Really, you could hear a pin drop.
Now, what's the one thing that could save me in this situation
Happy
right
titmus.
Now?
Just get walking off, maybe?
You'd think, but oh no.
You lot still here?
I did the catchphrase.
You did the catchphrase at the end. You're supposed to walk in and do the catchphrase. We've rehearsed this several times this week.
I know, but I wasn't going to do the catchphrase, and I thought, well, it's going pretty bad. What could get me out of it?
It's going maybe pretty the catch- bad.
Maybe the catchphrase.
Let's hear that again.
You lot still here? Thanks.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Fraser.
Brilliant. Well done. Thank you very much for the award, anyway.
Congratulations. So.
Thank you.
Might not be getting it next year.
Oh, well, we've had a good run, 2 years. Now, we've made something for you now, which I think you quite like, after that disaster of a speech, where, we've kind of made it what it should have sounded like. Okay?
All right.
Listen to this.
You lot still here?
Did you use the laughter from the bit where Lee Francis took the tip out of me?
Yeah. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yeah. Words, language, please.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry about that. It's my flatmate. I'd maybe move away from the microphone now and go and cook. That's probably best.
I apologize.
So my flatmate, the comedian there, everybody.
Always leave it on a high, Fraser.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's been a day for you, hasn't it? Woo!
Are you lot still
here? Are you going to really let him do the cooking now?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.